This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, man, it is the Dukes and Bell today on a Friday in paradise, and the Kirk Cousins watch gets down to, like, what? I guess the next 48 to 72 hours, and we'll continue that conversation. As thanks to our boss, Mike Conti, who was nice enough to let us work from home today. Carl was feeling funky yesterday, and I was like, I did not want those cooties. Or did Carl get hooked up from his home?
I'm here.
He's here. All right, man. Well, I'll let you take it over, brother man.
No, it's all good. You've got the lead today, my man. I am struggling with this sinus situation. It's got me sounding like, you know, like this. I mean, this is how I really sound. So I've tried to clean up my nose and do all the sinus stuff, but that's what I'm struggling with today. And look, it's that time of year, guys. So take your allergy pills.
Did I do that? Exactly. What's that commercial, Lauren? Is it Navage? Where they... It's a disgusting product where you shoot all the snot out of your nose and you get to see what it looks like. Ugh. I'll get you one of those for your birthday next year. It is a Dukes and Bell, man, working from home today. Thanks to Mike taking pity on us. And I got to be honest, Carl, I probably needed to work from home today because I talk about my aching back. Overdid it. We had some yard work. You know, the trees came down the other day. So I got into, like, basically cleaning up the front yard and taking all the stuff out of the pine straw. And my back is whack. So I'm on ice packs and Advil. So we're the walking wounded. We're day to day on Dukes and Bell today. But we'll talk to our man, Bryant McFadden, later this hour. Get his take on free agent frenzy and see where things, or he thinks where things fell. And now I guess the next big piece, Carl, would be Aaron Rodgers. And according to the Steelers, the story today in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, they, like everyone else, waiting to see, you know, what he wants to do.
Yeah, I don't know what better situation Aaron Rodgers could put himself in to potentially win a Super Bowl. If you just want to go play somewhere and make some more money, you know, that's an easy decision. If you're trying to win a Super Bowl, which is why Aaron went to the Jets, and, you know, I don't know if we talked about this story, Mike, a couple of years ago, but as Aaron's career wound down in Green Bay, part of his thought process was that if I, you know, because the whole Brady thing weighed on him, right? Brady's winning chips. Right. He's playing at the same time Brady is. He's winning all these MVPs, yet they can't get over the hump. They can't get the Super Bowls in Green Bay. And part of the thought process for him was, if I can go and take the Jets to the Super Bowl and win, a team that hasn't been there since the 60s, what does that do for my profile and my legacy? And it's one of the reasons why he thought going to the Jets and taking them there potentially was so attractive. So, you know, what I'm telling you is Aaron is thinking about his legacy, and I don't think that, you know, if that's what's on your mind and you want to be remembered as a guy who won multiples, you've only got one, despite how great you've been statistically, then you need to go to Pittsburgh because they're right. Probably going to do everything. As you see this offseason, they're making moves, they're trying to improve, and this is the one piece they're missing. The problem is, are they going to allow him to be him? Or does he have to fall in line? And that's something that I can't wait to hear Brian McFadden talk about coming up in about 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's the thing with Aaron Rodgers. As I said, trying to watch some of that documentary on Netflix. Just look, we all get it. An ego as big as the great outdoors. I thought it was pretty funny. Somebody said yesterday, they go, "Man, Aaron, he's got more money than God. He's afraid of earbuds." I said, "No, the 5G will give him cancer, and of course, the government will get the mind control, Carl, if he goes with earbuds as opposed to hardwired headphones as he was sitting on the beach." You know, Aaron.
Yes.
But we'll see where that one goes. The other big story, and again, we're going to talk to Brian McFadden because I'd be curious. You know, Steelers kind of like Patriots players, Carl, they never really ever stop. It's like being a Marine. You're never a former Marine. You're always a Steeler for life. Be curious to see what BMAC thinks about Aaron Rodgers, you know, landing in the Steel City. How freaky, though, was it today to hear about another potential injury with the Braves, and this time Austin Riley gets plunked on the hand?
Yeah, it's the last thing you want to hear, especially as close as we are now, counting down to the start of the season. You know, we're not in late February anymore where guys are just getting to camp and to spring training. We're counting down to the start of the season. We don't need any injuries. And I know these things happen at spring, and I know it was precautionary. But, you know, again, you don't know how serious this could be or how it might affect him. He's been working so hard to get back to having great at-bats. You know, his hitting coach passed away. We've talked about it. It's a tragic story.
Working with his son, right?
Yeah, and I just feel like for Austin, he's made the right strides in trying to get right. And I don't know how much this sets him back. Hopefully it doesn't, but I didn't want to hear it today.
Yeah, man, according to Mark Bowman from MLB.com, who's down there in Northport, Braves say that Riley's x-ray was negative. Now he's going to get a CT scan on his right hand. The fracture was last seen with the CT scan that followed a clean x-ray. So Mark Bowman not giving us the best of news. So in other words, he was a clean x-ray, and then the CT scan showed that hairline fracture. So Riley was unavailable to speak with the media. Braves said he's already left the complex. So it's just, I mean, there are teams, usually it's a season where you get snake bit. It's rare that you see a franchise that just gets, I mean, this would be 2 years in a row. We've already had Profar get his plunk. And now, I mean, to the idea that Austin Riley, who was such a guy that literally stirs the drink, and how big it was to miss him last year, Carl. So again, guys, if you're a Braves fan, you know, I don't know, man, rub a hunchback's hump, get some rabbit's feet out, do what you got to do, say, get your rosary beads, because this one would certainly be the ultimate pall over the start of the season.
Yeah, and, you know, we got to start hot, Mike. I mean, look, there is more pressure on the Mets, obviously, in our division. And I think this year more pressure on the Phillies, just based on how they're built and what the expectations are with the money they've spent. But the only way you start hot is to have your guys ready at the start of the season. And, you know, Snit's already trying to figure out a few things with the pitching staff and certainly the bullpen and the setup guys. This is something that, you know, you go, all right, that's going to be there. I'm already penciling in Austin Riley, and I know where he's hitting every day. And hopefully this, again, doesn't keep him out of the lineup. I'm hoping for the best, but I saw that and damn near lost my mind a few minutes ago.
Yeah, I say, like most Braves fans, you're like, you've got to be kidding me. Also today on Dukes of Bell, we mentioned BMAX coming up, our weekly visit with Steve Coonan, the Red Hot Hawks, Carl, 4-game win streak. And now Carl's favorite player in the whole NBA coming to town, the Beard. The Claw and the Beard, and the Clippers are still, you know, sort of just not even a force in the West.
No, and that's the problem. I mean, the Claw has been hurt, and the Beard is whack. I mean, the Clippers have gone 14-20 at home. They've got that beautiful new arena. Everybody that's been there has been like, you got to go at least one time. It's incredible. Steve Ballmer's built an incredible arena. But, you know, they're not doing anything in the West. So, look, this is a very winnable game with the way the Hawks have been playing as of late. They're scoring almost 120 points per game. Or should I say the Clippers are. That's what, 8.5 more points? Or the Hawks are, excuse me, scoring 8.5 more points than the Clippers right now. So this is a very winnable game. They could extend this streak, Mike, and I expect them to go to 5. And when you look at the rest of the schedule here the next couple of weeks, you get the 76ers again. You get some other winnable games that you should take advantage of. I'm not going to tell you they'll catch the sixth spot, but they may get close.
And if you want to see the Claw tonight, you won't. Kawhi is out tonight. Meanwhile, it sounds like
he's
may
not.
Shut down.
Is he? He's hurt.
Orange just said in my ear. It's got to be
unbelievable.
It's like, wait. Yeah, I mean, this guy is Mr. Glass. It's amazing that he was able to stay healthy for a season for Toronto to win that championship.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, and you've, Mike, we told this story a couple of years ago where Mike wanted to go see, ironically, Anthony Davis.
Yes.
And paid a bunch of money to sit basically courtside. And we were getting ready to leave the show, and literally Mike was like, yeah, I can't wait to see you. And we get word that he wasn't playing that night, and Mike lost his mind. And the point is, these guys that are continuously hurt, you just don't know what you're getting when they come on the road, especially now with all this load management. Mike, I even think that was before the load management right. thing became a big deal.
Yeah, because I had sat next to him on a flight out to Vegas, and you know it was kind of cool. And you know, it's not like he left me tickets. I was interested in seeing it. That would have been nice.
Yeah, for
but,
real.
Yeah, Carl tells that's no joke. And that was like in between my anger management session, so I was hot. Meanwhile, if you want to see Paul George, I don't know if we're going to see him when we play the Sixers, but latest update from Philadelphia is they may shut him down now. So arguably one of the biggest money stealers in the NBA this season based on what he's been doing.
Yeah, 4 years, Mike. It was a four-year deal. It's $200+ million. Remember, the NBA contracts are just like the MLB. He's going to get that money, whether he's playing, hurt, or otherwise. And so a huge financial mistake I think the Philadelphia 76ers made, which is why I've been saying Daryl Morey's done. The whole Embiid thing is one thing. You signed a guy that couldn't play anymore. It certainly hasn't helped your team. And there's no direction. They don't know where they're going. If I asked you right now, where are the Sixers going? Yeah. No one can tell you.
No, I mean it's a race car and the needle is facing the wrong direction. I mean it's forget it. They're going to nowhere land. The Sixers, Paul George consulting with doctors this week. It's a groin, as Carl would say, and knee injuries. Multiple possible procedures, according to ESPN. So yeah, an unmitigated disaster for him. And that was a guy that we had kicked around about if we ever got into one of those, you know, luxury aprons, would that be a guy that would help the Hawks? Well,
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Wouldn't have helped us this year.
No, and I'm glad they didn't make that move. You know, the funny thing is, we trade for Dyson Daniels. We lost our minds and said, can he play? He's really good. They trade for Niang, LeVert, and Mann. And all of a sudden, these guys can play. The guys that you wouldn't have expected to get the kind of performance from, we're getting. And the team looks really fun and entertaining again. And the guys that you wanted, the Paul Georges of the world. Mike, this is sometimes why we get so caught up in these brand names. That it's the fit. It's not the name or the guy you think that's going to make the team, you know, so much better.
Right. So we got a big show for you today. We mentioned, of course, BMAC, our weekly visit. We talked about Kunin. Our first visit of the year, Carl, with CJ Nitkowski from FanDuel Sports, one of our buds, talking about the Braves. And we'll get how freaked out he is in between playing golf down in Florida to hear about Austin Riley. Also, one of our favorite dudes, Deshaun Tate. He's been with us for years at 92.9 The Game. And again, the ultimate insider for college basketball. We'll get his take on the NCAA and conference tournament. Right now, Auburn about up seven at the half against Ole Miss. I would imagine Bruce Pearl and company will advance, Carl. But the big story is just what's up with Cooper Flagg and Duke, and also, you know, losing some other pieces. And a lot of folks now questioning, you know, what will Duke be? How will they be seeded? And can they still pull off the ACC tournament?
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.